forever young before? 你们当中谁想永远不老的，请举手。哇 ，not many people. Okay, 你们有看过一部戏叫做《Forever Young》的吗？很久很久一部戏来的，没有听过，没问题。那这部接下来这部戏呢，可能你们有看过，应该有声音吧。So the next one, let's watch together. Very short one. I think most of you have watched this. This is the legend, not the true story.
How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
I know what you are.
Say it out loud. Say it.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
如果你有个男朋友是这样子的，你害怕吗？你害怕吗？要不要？不要啊。为什么不要？你看，多英俊，多伟大，多厉害，可以保护你一生一世，为什么不要？你害怕吗？男主角在这里回答呢是，我不害怕。So here in this movie, we say, are you afraid I'm a vampire? I can live forever. I can protect you. Say out loud, who am I? You say, you are a vampire. Are you afraid? So in this movie, this girl said, I am not afraid. You can protect me forever. So this is a Western movie. So if we can live immortal, we can live forever,How would it be if someone could be immortal, just like a vampire? We can forever young. Is that good? 如果我们能够长生不老，不是一件很好的事情吗？我们会怎样？世界上有许许多多的传说，很多的故事。我们永葆美丽青春。你还什么？你没有身体的病痛。No physical pain and sickness. That is a good thing to be immortal. And then you can be energetic all the time.You can fly up to the sky, you're flying to the moon, you're flying to east, to the west, anytime, because you're energetic, because you have supernatural power. 你精力时常是旺盛的，不是一件很好的事情吗？而且呢， you have always a good body, so you have 吃香喝辣的。You can eat good food, no matter your cholesterol is HDL or LDL, you don't care. 所以 HDL 也好 ,LDL 也好，你也不管，因为什么？你身体永葆青春，你什么好吃的，吃香喝辣的都没问题。最终呢 ，no fear of death. Finally, you have no fear of death. 无需面对死亡，不是很好的事情吗？啊 ？No? Okay, 好，那哦 ，emotional suffer. Okay, let me see. This is a Western movie, The Twilight, 暮光之城吧，以前很出名的，很多很多年轻人很喜欢看。最主要是因为里面很多的俊男美女 Beautiful girl and handsome girl in the Twilight movie So many people like it I don't know whether you like it or not But that is a western type of film About the legend of immortality How about our eastern story? 我们东方有什么样的故事？今天是什么节？中秋的庆祝会过两天是中秋节中秋节呢有一个故事叫什么？嫦娥奔月，后来那个时候，嫦娥奔月的故事大家都知道吗 ？Do you know the story of 嫦娥奔月 flying to the moon of 嫦娥 ？If you don't know this, watch a little bit, just one minute.
他登上昆仑山顶，举起神弓，搭起神箭，拉满弓，只听见嗖嗖嗖几声，九个太阳被射落，只留下一个太阳照耀大地，大地恢复了正常。后羿成了人间的英雄，但是 后羿射日的丰功伟绩受到了其他天神的嫉妒，他们到天帝那里重伤后羿，最后后羿和妻子嫦娥被贬到人间。受了委屈的后羿不忍心妻子跟着自己在凡间受苦，他历经千辛万苦到昆仑山寻找西王母求仙药。后羿拿到了仙药，回到家中交给嫦娥保管，嫦娥将药藏进了梳妆台的百宝匣里，不料被后羿的弟子庞萌看到了。三天后，8月15，后羿带徒弟们外出打猎，庞萌假装生病没去。等后羿走后，庞萌闯入嫦娥家，逼迫嫦娥交出仙药。眼见庞萌走进梳妆台，嫦娥抢先一步抢过仙药，慌忙间吞了下去。此时后羿赶回来了，嫦娥的身体慢慢飘离了地面，冲出窗口往天上飞去。待她醒来，她已经在这清冷的月宫里了，日日夜夜看着银河星辰起落，而后羿只能从月亮上看到一丝嫦娥的影子。
This is the end of story. Is it a good story? Bad story? Happy story? Or sad story? Very sad story. So, 你想要活得长久吗？因为当你活得长久的时候，你就有无数的爱情割舍。就像谁说的，很多 emotional pain， 你要面临不同分离的死亡，你眼中充满了泪水，你前方的道路有无止境的，甚至你要看尽人间的辛酸。 Countless life separation, encounters of death, tears, and future unknown pathway in front of you. And you encounter life pain forever, and it's countless because you are forever young. So you see the good thing and the bad things. But I don't understand, recently, in a movie,industry, a lot of the movie, even the films, talking about immortality. Because inside of us, we have a sense of immortality. We want to live forever, but we don't want to live forever, but we want to. There's a kind of struggle and tension inside of us between immortal and be mortal. 所以我们的心中通常就会有这样子一个很大的挣扎。我们想要年轻，我们想要不要面对死亡，我们想要永远年轻，但是我们又知道又有这些的痛苦，我们常常在两难之间，我们常常就在这张力的中间。所以我们不要长生不老，我们就能缓慢年老。所以我们就讲了有一个叫 slow aging process. So we don't want to live forever, but now we want to slow down our aging process. 我们要缓慢我们的年老。 So what we want to do? So,from the medical perspective, scientific research talking about how we can slow down our aging process. 我相信大家都了解都明白，在医学上面有许多的这样子的一个报告，我们应该怎么样子缓慢年老。你做各种的运动，吃高氧化的东西，常常开心，因为有很多安多芬，或者提高性生活的频率，甚至保持心态的平和等等的这些。So you do all kinds of stuff. Exercise, antioxidants, increase endorphin, be joyful all the time, don't be angry until the sun goes down, increase your sexual life frequency. I'm talking this one to the couple, not for the young people. And maintain positive, temperate emotion so that you can be joyful, you can produce more endorphin. That's why you can live younger and slow down your aging process. We don't want to live forever, but we want to get both.Slow our aging process, but at the same time, enjoy our life. No physical pain, just slow it down. 所以我们就选择我们可以缓慢年老。那大多数人为什么要追求缓慢年老过程？希望活得更长久。为什么？ Why are most people seeking to slow down the aging process and desire to live a little bit longer? Why? Can you tell me a little bit? Why? 怕死吗？Afraid of death? Well, I put a question mark there. 怕年老病痛? Maybe. Me too. afraid of pain from aging. Desire more enjoyment, right? We can be more like Hollywood star. 在世人的面前活得更年轻活力。We look more youthful and better before others. And you can see, most of the time, the motive seeking to slow down our aging process, most of the time, not all the time, is a very self-centered. We focus on ourselves. That's why I've said, 大多数是发自自我的动机, self-centered motive. Now, today, let's go back to this book. The book contains a lot of story. Now we'll look at this story and see how the story tells us. If possible, someone can play the video. Can you play the video? If you can play the video, that's fine. If you cannot play, that's fine. Because this video needs a special program to play it. Otherwise, it's a very interesting one without subtitle. It's English.
Don't forget it was called an ark, and big enough to carry two of every species. It also had seven pairs of every clean animal, which God said were for sacrifices. You know, what upset me most was knowing that the rest of mankind was going to die because they didn't worship the Lord.
You were the captain of the ark, weren't you?
My son. I wasn't the captain. I didn't know where we were going or where we'd come from or what was going to happen. I wasn't in control of anything. In difficult situations, put your hope in the Lord God, because he is in control of everything.
Okay. After the ground had dried, didn't you look for a place to build a house?
Haven't we said that the first most important thing is to give thanks to our Lord and worship him?
You're right. We must build an altar and offer a clean animal as a sacrifice.
Well done, Abram. God's judgment was final. But I was also very glad that God had rescued us and life had begun again through our family. After death, creation had begun again, and new life was springing up.
Then a rainbow appeared, didn't it?
Yes, our Lord gave it as a sign and a symbol, to point to his grace and covenant, to remind us of the Savior who would come from the seed of the woman and crush Satan's head,
and enable us to love God forever.
Precisely, Abraham. Precisely.
Okay, how about? 掌握一下吧。So, this is two people talking to each other. Do you know who is that little boy? From the talking there, who is that little boy? That little boy is Abraham. So that Abraham and that old man, can you guess who's that old man? Huh? Who is that? Noah? So one is Noah, the other is Abraham. For sure, the little boy is Noah. So 在刚才影片当中有一个男的，两个人在讲话。小的男孩是谁？很确定的，因为里面那个年纪大的呢，叫那个男孩叫做亚伯兰，他叫做亚伯拉罕。的确，那个小男孩叫亚伯兰。那个老人家是谁呢？刚才有人讲是挪亚，你们肯定是挪亚吗？啊 ？No? Yes? No?完了，糟了。那么这个亚伯兰到底跟谁说话呢 ？Now, go back this book. 我们回到这本书当中， 刚才他是讲的什么故事？ Just now you talk about what story? It's a story about a flood. 刚才我们讲了大水灾的故事，也是当年神淹没了整个世界的故事。然后那个小男孩呢，就问那个年纪大的，你是不是当时那个船上面的船长？ Are you the captain? 然后那个老人家就说， I'm not really a captain because I don't know where I'm going.然后那个老人家说，其实我并不是船长，因为我真不知道这艘船开到哪里去。来，我们来看一看，当时在创世第一章到十一章当中，这些所有的人物呢，可以算是非常非常的长寿。 All the people in the first chapter until chapter 11 in the book of Genesis, they live very, very long. Not forever, 但他们活得非常的长。 Even look at the diagram here,你如果看这里的表里面，从亚当到雅各，这些都是按照圣经里面所记载的，所排列的他们的岁数在年日。最长命的一个呢，叫做马土沙拉，他活了969年。So these are all people living very long in the very very beginning from Adam to Jacob.So here you see all this bar is the span of the living on this earth. And the longest years on this earth ever in the history recorded in this Bible was Methuselah. 马土撒拉是唯一一个活得最长久的。所以说你发现当亚当死的时候，几乎后面的第二代、第三代、第四代、第五代、第六代、第七代、第八代，一直到哪一代？一直到拉麦第九代都还活着。So you see, until Adam died at age of 930, even the second generation, third generation, fourth generation, second generation, blah, 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 still alive. Even Noah Enoch lived until 365 years and God lived him out. 就算是以诺活了300多年与神同行，365年后来被神接走了，这些所有的事迹都在那个时代中间流传下来。因为当时是口述的时代，所以像马鲁萨拉跟挪亚他们活在同一个时期。那 The Bible didn't really say they talk to each other， 圣经并没有说他们彼此在说话，但是圣经的创世第五章的确记载了一个历史，他们之间活了多少年，生了几个孩子。我只能够相信他们是活在同一个时代中间的人，在他们中间都传述神在上古时代所做的事情。所以刚才那个小男孩所讲的对象有没有可能是挪亚？ Is that possible the little children in the movie just now is talking to Noah? You look at this diagram. 这是英文的，不好意思，但是你就将就一些。 You see 挪亚死的那一年Until 亚伯拉罕生的那一年，亚伯拉罕早就已经生在世上了。That's why, at the time Noah died, Abraham was 60 years old. 所以当挪亚死的时候，亚伯兰已经60岁了。所以亚伯兰在年纪小的时候，有没有可能见过挪亚？是很有可能的。就算是没有见过挪亚，挪亚的孩子叫做闪，闪死的时候雅各都已经生出来了。 So when even Noah never met Abraham, but you will see Noah's son Shem. At the time Shem died, Jacob already born to this world. So if you see all this great figure in the Bible, what message did God want to tell us? What is the purposeThat God keep all these people to live longer. There are many reasons, I don't know, many scientific research on how, why these people can live that longer, very beginning of the time. 很多的科学有很多的研究，为什么这些人活了这么久？ If you believe this Bible is true, the word of God is true, and all this is true, I just want to point you one thing. 我只要告诉你一件事情，是我确信的，就是百岁之人神让他活了百岁，只有一个目的，不是只有一个，有一个目的， 代代相传，神的作为为使命。There's one purpose that God wants you to live longer, live forever from this book, from the Word of God. The life purpose of centenarian is to pass on God's mighty word from generation to generations. This is what the word said. Be careful, watch yourself closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. This is one thing that I know from this word, from the story and the word. So that's why you know why Genesis record down all this story. Mighty word of the hands of God. Because all these people can live that long. They pass on God's mighty word from one generation to next generation. And witness to the next generation how God is mightily working in the generations. That is a purpose to live longer. So why do we slow down the aging process? Well, for what? To be live more healthful? So that is a question we need to ask ourselves. Why do we need to live longer? But from this word, he said that, teach to the next generation. And today we have this book. We have this story. We know how the creation comes about. 我们今天知道世界是如何的，人是从哪里来的，是因为神使这些人把什么故事传递给我们。所以百岁之人是代代相传神的作为为我们生命的使命。雅各对法老说，我寄居在世年日130年，我平生日子又少又苦，不及我列祖在世寄居的日子。当他在死的时候，他给约瑟两个儿子各自祝福，伏着杖头敬拜神。 So the life of Jacob at the end of his life, he said, my years have been few and difficult. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. What he said, the God who has been my shepherd, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. So you can see the picture. I pass on this God to my next generation. I bless them. As I bless them, I testify to them. This is the God who has been my shepherd. This is the God who delivered me from all harm. 就你可以看到一个图画，我为着这两个童子祷告的时候，我祝福的时候，我同时在见证，我同在宣告，我的年日是又少又苦，但是我要见证，乃是一位我所侍奉的神，一生牧养我到今日的神，又是救我脱离一切患难的使者。所以在生命记里面记载这样一句话，你要谨守上帝的诫命，他使你日子得以长久。 So in Deuteronomy, there's one promise from God. By keeping all his decrees and commands, you may enjoy long life. Is that good?Wow. So that is a conditional promise. You obey and you can live longer. Wow. That is the best medicine. You obey, you live longer. And then he said, the Lord is your life and he will give you many years in the land. 因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久都在乎他。你只要谨守他的一切律例，他就会使你的日子得以长久。这是生命记里面神对他自己的百姓所吩咐的。那现在问你，敬畏神的人在地上能活得长久，你同意吗？同意的请举手。哇哦，全部人这么属灵，真的吗？肯定吗？好，没错，因为智慧书里面也这样子教导我们，得智慧得聪明的这人变为有福，他右手有长寿。 Amen, Hallelujah. Blessed is a man who finds wisdom. Long life is in your right hand. And then, listen my son, accept what I said, and years of your life will be many. 我儿，你听我的言语， 就是我的律例典章，你遵守，你听智慧的话，你跟随智慧的话，你就必延年益寿。你谨守我的诫命，我就将长久的日子，年数的生命年数平安加给你。 This is all scriptures. So keep my commands and I'll prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. And last one, also from the prophet, 敬畏耶和华，远离恶事，他要医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。 All these are fabulous scriptures. 这些都是非常美好的经文，一看就特别喜爱的。 Fear the Lord, shun evil, and this will bring help to your body.Now, back to the same question. 敬畏神的人在地上真的能够活得长久吗？好，我们来看一个故事。Another story is what? Job's story. 我们来看另外一个故事，就是约伯的故事。大家都知道约伯，对不对？约伯非常的正直，非常的敬畏神。他很多的牛、羊，还有十个孩子。So in the ancient time, this Job, he got 7 boys and 10 girls.7, 3, 10 is a perfect number in the Bible. That's why this family is perfect. It's prosperity. Okay, prosper, and he's great in the east. 所以这个人是很有钱的，蒙上帝很大的祝福的，在东方最为自大。后来，撒旦攻击了他，大家都知道故事。上帝允许撒旦去攻击他，因为要挑战一个信念，是因为你赐福他。他才会向你敬畏，如果你不赐福他，他肯定当面弃掉你。 This is a challenge that Satan gave to Job. 所以说撒旦就发出这样挑战。 Because you bless him, that's why he fear on you, that's why he respect you, that's why he obeyed your commands, do everything you said because you bless him.But if you take away everything, he will cast you out. He will abandon you. 他就把你丢弃了。但是约伯第一次被整理之后呢，他的回答是：赏赐的是耶和华，收取是耶和华，对不对？ So the first time when Satan attacked him, his response is, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. He's righteous, he's good. And the second time, Satan attacking again,Because you not just take away things around him, how about you attack his body, his life, his body and his skin. 那么他就挑战，那你今天就直接的让他病痛，让他皮肤，让他身体受到创伤，看他会不会当面弃掉你。在这所有的试炼当中，以 all these kind of tests and trials, Job did not sin in what he said.在这一切的事上，约伯并没有一口犯罪。Definitely, he didn't understand. He grumbled sometime because he asking why? Why this thing comes to me? 的确，在痛苦当中，他又问了许多问题：为什么这样艰难的事情发生在我身上？他有许多不明白的地方。那么 ，long story short， 长故事短说，后来。上帝就问他一件有一个问题，问了很多个问题，其中一个问题是什么？关于死的事情。So God asked him a lot of the questions. The one of the questions that God asked him is about death. That this is the question God asked him. Have the gate of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gate or shadow of death? Tell me if you know all this. So 上帝问了很多问题。你可以去看创世纪约伯记里面的38章、39章、40章，那其中有个问题跟死亡有关系的，上帝是这么问他：死亡的门曾向你显露吗？死荫的门你曾见过吗？如果你都知道，你只管说吧。结果约伯回答耶和华所有问题的时候，他说：我知道你万事都能做，我所说的是我不明白的，这些是太奇妙，是我不知道的。在一系列所有的试炼之后，他开始谦卑下来。我很多事情不知道，但是你万事都能做，因为这些事情是太我不明白，太奇妙了。So at the end, he humbled himself. He said, "I know that you can do all things. Surely, I spoke a thing I did not understand. Things too wonderful for me to know." 神在这件事情上面怎样子最后祝福约伯，约伯耶和华赐福给约伯，约伯年纪老迈，日子满足而死。 See? The Lord blessed the later part of Job's life and he died, and the last sentence in the book of Job is what? Old and full of years. In the original language, 最后一排最后一个字在约伯记里面是什么？什么？满足而死，日子满足而死。 Hallelujah! You are right! 敬畏神的人的确在地上活得长久，无论他遇到多少苦难，你看神让他活得这么这么的长久。 Amen? 真的吗？你看今天的 pandemic, see today's pandemic, don't see the story in the Bible first. We see what happened in the pandemic, what happened in the church, what happened to those elderly people in the, care, in the nursing home. They're devout Christians. They're all God-fearing people. Are they live longer? Not really, right? So, 所以圣敬畏神真的是在地上活得长久吗？那是解药吗？遵行神，神就让你活得长久。 Amen, Hallelujah. 还是说敬畏神是不带条件的？ So is that fear of God is without condition or with condition? Since I fear of God, that's why God give us a longer years on this earth. Is that true? Now, 所以有一个人叫做该隐的，还有一个人叫做一个叫亚伯的，这是圣经第二章第四章里面的一个故事。结果该隐打野圣地亚伯，把他什么杀了。 Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. 结果亚伯活了几年，肯定是比该隐短。问题还不在这里，问题更大的是什么？上帝竟然祝福该隐，该隐不满上帝给他的惩罚。 Cain didn't understand, I know they understand, not happy the punishment God gave him. So he grumbled against God. This burden, this punishment is so severe. And what did God react to it? 上帝是怎么对待的？上帝就说，凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍，要就给该隐立了一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。God protect him. 上帝就保护他了。And you see here, the Lord said to Cain, not so. Anyone kill Cain, he will suffer vengeance seven times over. And the Lord put the mark on Cain so that no one who found him will kill him. God protect this evil Cain from being killed by someone. And when Cain killed Abel, where's God? 那你会问，当该隐杀亚伯的时候，上帝在哪里？在伊甸园当中吗？或在伊甸园以外吗？上帝看见吗？上帝知道吗？而且在这里呢，上帝还保护该隐被杀，保护该隐这个恶人。 Another story, there is a story when the people of God came into the land of Canaan. 那还有另外一个故事，是上帝的子民进到应许之地的时候，坏得不得了。有两个一对夫妇，这对夫妇呢坏得不得了，叫做亚哈跟耶洗别。亚哈看到人家的葡萄园非常好，就把人家抢过来。抢不过来，为什么？因为那个葡萄园的园主叫拿伯，说我敬畏耶和华，我遵守律法，万不将我现在留下的产业给你。 Another story, when people of God entered the land of Canaan, to a couple, they are king and queen, was Ahab and Jezebel. And Ahab looked at this one vineyard owned by Nabal, and then they want to take it from him. But Nabal said, the Lord forbid that I should give it to you. So he's not happy. So what happened? And the queen, the wife, brilliant, plot the evil plot, and kill Nabal. Where's God at the time? Have you ever asked yourself? 当你读过圣经的时候，读过这些故事的时候，你有没有发现上帝在哪里？这些人不是敬畏神的人吗？圣经明明讲我敬畏耶和华，亚伯不是上帝所喜悦的吗？上帝不是看重他吗？上帝看重了， 为什么上帝不在了？ This is a question that today many people ask. Pandemic happened. Why God let all this happen to my family? I tithe. I fear the Lord. I'm a very good Christian. Why God let this happen to us? This is a very common question, very general question that we need to encounter today.亚哈听见拿伯死了，一点都没有悔改的心，就过去把人家的葡萄园拿走了。When Ahab heard the Nabal was deaf, happy, hallelujah, amen, God bless me. God went down and took possession of Nabal's vineyard. Now we go to a New Testament story. A lot of people in the Hebrew chapter 11, who through faith, they were stoned, they were sold and put to death by the sword.但你去看在希伯来书里头，很多人他们因着信是打死的，锯死的，刀杀的。这里打被石头打死的呢，我相信你们知道应该是谁，斯提凡。被锯死的呢，圣经没有记载，但按照传统上面所记载的，被锯死的可能是以赛亚，先知以赛亚。被刀杀的肯定很多，那这些怎么办呢？这都不是敬畏神的人吗？神能叫敬畏的人在地上活得长久。 God can let the God-fearing people live longer on earth. Can. 但敬畏神的人在世不一定活得长久。 God-fearing people don't really live longer on earth. The last conclusion is what? There should be one more conclusion. That's fine. So here, 传道书，一个老人家在他年老的时候写了《传道书》这本书，里头他说了这样几句话：有一人行义，防致灭亡；有二人行恶，道享长寿。这是我在虚度之日所见过的。凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时。神从至终，从始至终作为，人完全无法参透。So here.An old man, and this old man is a king. When he came to the end of his age, King Solomon wrote, inspired by the Holy Spirit, the book of Ecclesiastes. He said here, in this ministry of mine, I've seen both of this, a righteous man perishing in his righteousness, and a wicked man living long in his wickedness. There's a time for everything. A time to be born, a time to die. They can not fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. So, no man knows when his hour will come. No man knows when his hour will come. That's the truth. 人也不知道自己的定期。祸患忽然间临到的时候，世人，基督徒也好，不是基督徒，都陷在其中，也都是如此。因为他不知道将来的事情，也无人有权利掌管时期。Since no man knows the future, no one has power over the day of his death. This is the word of the Lord. So, just now, the last conclusion here is what? It's God's sovereignty to determine the span of living, not that the people's piety toward God.就结论是什么？生命的长短在乎上帝界的主权，不在乎人对神有多前进。而在这中间最重要的元素是什么？就是时间。所以传道书第三章里面花了很长的一段时间讲到万事都有定期。 That's why in the chapter 3 the book of Ecclesiastes, time determines everything. That is a factorIt's a matter of time. Time will prove. Time will tell you something as it goes by. 很多时候时间会告诉你最后的事实跟真相。因此我们有一句话说，善有善报，不是不报。Is that true? 又不敢回答了。风从哪里来？骨头在怀孕的腹中如何长成？ 你尚且不能知道，行万之神就为你更不得知道。 You do not know the path of the wind, how the body is forming the mother's womb, so you cannot understand the word of God, the maker of all things. 那你会问我说，那生活不是很消极吗？那我年纪活得这么老，那我不是很活得很消极，没有意义了吗？圣经里面怎么讲的？既算是如此，早晨还是要杀你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你真的不知道哪一样发旺，早傻的还是晚傻的，或是两样都好。 Is that means that we passively live our life on earth? Is that mean that our life is so meaningless? No. The word of God said here, even though you don't know the word of God, even you don't know the time, the hour it comes, so you see in the morning and evening, let you not your hand be idle, for you not know which will succeed, whether this or that, whether both will do equally well. Do your best. Amen? This is what the word of God said. 因此，趁着年幼，衰败日子尚未来到以先，当纪念造你的主。就在这里说， Remember your creator in the days of your youth before the day of trouble come. 当纪念造你的主，当日子还没有来到以前。所以你会发现这些都是我们所发生的事情。因此传道书讲了一句话，日光之下并无新事，来来去去，来来去去，尘归尘，土归土，人活了最后就是死了。因为什么？世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇，所遭遇都是一样，这个死那样死，都是尘归尘，土归土。 So you see that when you remember your creator in days of your youth, and there's nothing new under the sun, just in the cycle, our fate is just like an animal. One die, so that is other. All come from dust, and to dust we all return. 所以日光之下并无新事， there's nothing to you under the sun. How we can escape this cycle? 我们如何能够扩开这样子一个的循环呢？没有问，以赛亚书就给了我们一个很大的盼望。他说，我要告诉你一件新的事情，是从今日以前你从来未曾听见过的新事。 And here in the book of Isaiah said, I give you another new thing, 新的事情，我给你新的 discovery, 你要的新的 discovery, everything would be changed. 你知道这新的事情是什么吗？ This is in the Isaiah prophecy. 你知道这新事是什么吗？来，我们来看一个影片。 Hold on, 我们来看一个影片，这是非常重要的，因为上帝要建立一个新的事情，这新的事情改变我们的生命，改变我们的生活，我们从此就能够长生不老了。 Amen? 不敢说，我们来看影片，我们来看神在这世代中间兴起什么事情。
从古至今，人们一直在盼望长生不老，人们一直都在探寻青春永驻的秘密。300多年历史的苹果树，这种苹果成熟后摘下可保持新鲜4个月，它超强的抗氧化和自身修复能力引起了弗莱德博士极大的兴趣。在萃取这种苹果干细胞做实验后发现，它能促进人体80%的细胞再生，对老化和受损的干细胞起修复作用，在抗衰老、驻颜、美容方面功效十分神奇。苹果干细胞一经问世，它的神奇功效迅速成为了好莱坞众明星名流的美容抗衰首选，并3次登上《时代》杂志封面，更得到了美国第一夫人米歇尔·奥巴马的青睐，成为保住年轻的秘诀。
Amen. Secret. This is a big amazing discovery. Why you look so sad? Not true. Well, it's in Time Magazine.Really? You tried it? 、But let me tell you honestly. And today, even with our mouth, we don't speak, but our heart longer desire for it. Is that true or not? I don't know. But this is a big discovery from them. Is this a new thing? that God wants to give us? Is this a hope? Is this an eternal hope? Apple stem cells?
当年吃的那个苹果，搞得我们今天所有人都在罪当中。当然，我们不吃了苹果了。
圣经讲了一个很重要的真理：爱惜自己生命的，你就丧掉你的生命；而你在世上恨恶自己生命的，你就要保守生命到永生。This is the truth. Who can understand? Who want to receive or accept or believe this kind of principle? 所以要先相信这样子的话：凡爱惜自己生命的，就要丧掉生命。是想恨恶自己生命啊，保守生命到永生。这不是我们这个时代想要听的信息。
This is not the message you want to hear today. Especially, we want to slow our aging process. We want to live longer. This is not a message we want to hear.
But 3,000 years ago, the Gardener Chronicle reported that some wheat seeds were found in the hands of mummy unwrapped in London. And the Gardener Chronicle of London published the first story of ancient Egyptian seed.Germination in 1843 after 3,000 years of history.
园丁篇史年史当中报道，储放在大英博物馆的木乃伊手上有了千年已死的麦种，但这已死的麦种有三千年历史。后来重新在被栽种的时候，在1843年三千年之后，这些麦种竟然发芽了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子若不在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就要结束许多资历来。上帝自己生命的真理隐藏在万物之间。
The secret of God, the new things that God wants to do in this generation has been hidden in this creature. It's hidden in all nature. 在万物当中，神已经显明了他自己的启示。I tell you the truth. If he dies,It dies. It produces many seed. That is a principle that God wants to do to this world.
所以主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，人若吃了这粮，就必永远活着。
So Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. If anyone eat of this bread, he will live forever. You know this verse.
我就是生命的粮。Who this person, the person who said this word,
The truth that I'm bread of life and he will live forever. Do you believe that?
Not really.
Because what? 他的门徒中有好些人听见了。这话甚难。谁能听呢？ How about us? 我们呢？ On hearing this, many of the disciples said, this is hard teaching. Who can accept it? I go buy the apple stem cell, put on my face. It look younger tomorrow.I eating this word, I memorize this word day and night. Next week, my skin get more wrinkles. Oh man, which one is more effective? Time can tell. 哪一个比较有帮助？时间会告诉你。几个星期之后，多读圣经，越读越苦恼，越读越多皱纹。拿那个苹果干细胞一涂上去。明天你就像好莱坞明星，多好！哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。This is the world value， 这是世界的价值观。当他的门徒当中多有出去的，不再和他同行。From this time, many of the disciples turn back and no longer follow him. 人若遵守我的道，就远远不见死。亚伯拉罕死了，中心之也死了，你怎么能说遵守你的道就永远不尝死味呢？If you find all kinds of teaching of Jesus, all kinds of same teachers, it's very awkward. It's very strange.
他说你遵守我的道你就永远不见死，但是这些先知们亚伯拉罕都死了，你怎么说这些人遵守我的道就不死呢？神在经上怎么对你说的？神不是死人神，乃是活人神。这一大堆所有的圣经话语告诉我们些什么？
What did all thisstory, all this saying of Jesus telling us. He is not the God of death, but of the living. He said, have you not read the word of God? I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All these people, they live longer on this earth. They live very long, more than 100 years. But God said, the dying, he's not the God of the dead, but of the living. What is the point here? 你们必须重生，叫信贴他人都得永生。就是重生到永生， you must be born again, and you have eternal life. 没有经过死，你不可能会有重生。如果你今天受洗，加入主的门，做主的门徒，受浸，你假假的死，你就假假的活；你假假的浸下去，你就假假的活。Let me tell you the truth. Today we baptize one believer. If you is not with a true repentant heart, you baptize the name of Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the same way you're not living in truth. 因为是假假的死，就假假的复活，你就真正的死，才能够真正的复活。你们必须重生，叫一些信他人才得永生。主耶稣用了一个方式，就是他自己要死。所以当他在十字架上面的时候，整本路加福音二十三章里面有三次人一直问他说，你救自己吧，你救自己吧，你救自己吧。 So here in the chapter 23, save yourself, save yourself, save your first and us. But what's the God's principle here? Whoever wants to save himself will lose his life. But you lose his life for me, he will have life eternally. So that is the principle here. 就耶稣来到世上的时候，人问说，你救自己吧，救自己吧，救自己吧，救自己吧，救自己吧。当然有没有救自己？他没有救自己，他死在十字架上面。结果，所有当场的人，钉在十字架上面只有一个，问他说，今日求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。你发现在这些真理这些故事放在一起的时候，你觉得很一个救不了自己的人既然能够跟一个快要死的人说，你今日要我同我在乐园里了。 Have you ever thought about this? This person who cannot save himself, put on the cross, so weak, so horrible, so dishonorable, so shameful, naked, but he is able to say this word, I tell you the truth, the truth.Today, you will be with me in paradise, not in hell, not in somewhere else. Who can promise this one? 凡信我的人永远不死，你信这话吗？ Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? The condition here is whoever lives and believes. Whoever lives and believes. 这里的正常，凡活着信我的人就永远不死，你信这话吗？He's able to change from death into the imperishable, the mortal with immortality that has been swallowed up in victory because of Jesus' redemption on the cross. That is the new things that God showed to us. This is an old story. This is a gospel. But sometimes we don't want to pay attention to this story. We pay attention more to something more effective.人就定命，人人都有意识，死后且有审判，万物都有定期，没有人能够逃过。无论你是好人，你是坏人，虔诚人，虔诚的人，属基督的人，或者是上教会的人，多虔诚，多好，多棒，全都要死。Everybody should die. After that, to face judgment. 因为人人都有意识，且有时有审判。今天九月二十号。是吗？九月十九号，十九号。每年的九一一的时候，大家内心里面都很伤心。Every time, every year in 911, everybody, maybe not everybody, I don't know, most of people, they kind of sad because of the 9/11. For me, yes, but personally, 我还有另外一件事情。每年的九一一对我来说呢，都是一个说伤痛的、啊，也不。是算是一个故事，因为九一一发生在两千年，差不多十年之后的九一一，也就2010年九一，我父亲突然间过世了，就在九一那次。就上个星期九一的时候呢，每年的在经过九一的时候，哦，我们全家里面的呢，都有一些都有心中有一些的感怀，
So for me personally, 911, not only the memorial day for this nation, not memorial day, it's a memorial day for those that passed away on 9/11 event, but for me personally, because my dad suddenly, all of a sudden, passed away 10 years after 9/11 event in 2010. So whenever I have a night, it's all a sudden death. At that time, I was in Texas. I got a call, because at that time, I'm ministering in the church, pastor in the church, and then suddenly I got a call from my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law told me that your dad in Malaysia, all of a sudden, last night, died of a heart attack. I don't know if it's a heart attack somewhere, because now it's still a mystery, and died at the age of 65 years old. 所以我当年我在教会里面正在牧养教会，在德州的时候，当我在教会当中的时候，突然间就收到了一封从我姐夫打电话给我，你父亲昨天晚上突然间过世了。 All of a sudden, without any clue. 而那一次的时候，我完全，这就是突然间发生的事情。而那天下午，我接到电话之后。 那天下午呢，有好几个 appointment， 有两个 appointment， 而这两个 appointment 都是中国大陆的学生，因为那时候做学生工作，有两个学生呢，想要有些 appointment， 探讨关于生命的意义，探讨关于这个什么福音或者关于基督教信仰等等的这些。 So after that, after I got the news from after I got the news at the two appointment, there are two overseas Chinese students. They came. They made an appointment with me. They want to talk more about Christianity, about life, about death, all this. Can you imagine that? 你能够想象在那个时候，我一方面我自己的父亲刚刚过世，然后又有那个 appointment. I have the right to cancel out all this appointment. 但那一天下午的时候，我花了真的5个小时的时间。我没有告诉他们我的父亲过世. I didn't tell them that my dad just passed away. But I just spent my time 5 hours in the church. Maybe I need to spend that 5 hours to put a ticket or somehow to do something else. That is more important because I still can talk to them. 但是那个时候，我只做一个决定，我花了5个小时跟他们讲生跟死，当作若无其事样子跟他们讲。 I'm not saying that I'm very spiritual. 我不是说我特别属灵或什么。 所以每年在91的时候呢，然后那件事情之后的时候，发生了那件事，突然间事情之后呢，我心中有很多的疑问。 I have a lot of questions in my heart. Even though as a minister, I still have many, many questions in my heart. Why God take away my dad? I'm not married yet. I'm not family yet. But he never see my future. I want to prove to him my future. I have a lot of questions that I don't understand. What to do? Move on. 我能做什么？直接走下去，因为神在时间当中会告诉我们自己答案。那接下来这个影片呢？我让你们看这个影片的时候，你自己思想一下。 Now, here's a movie. I want you to think about if you are in part of this movie. If you are part of this movie, what would you think? What would you say? What would you feel? What would you think? What would you say? And what would you feel? 三个。所以你等一下看那个影片的时候，很旧很旧的一个影片，真实的。你把自己放在那个影片当中，如果在那个场景当中的时候，我会怎么想？我会怎么说？我会有什么样的感觉？ 万物都有定期，谁都不知道。你的日子跟我的日子，谁都不晓得。我们来看一下这个影片。
Mr. Jackson, you will make the last entry in the log and secure. At this hour, all wireless communication broken off, all lifeboats manned and lowered away, this vessel sinking hard by the bow.
Thus, on April the 15th, 1912, at 0220 hours, as the passengers and crew sang a Welsh hymn, RMS Titanic passed from the British Registry.
就这样消失了，没有了，过去了。You don't know, we don't know. 所以当我父亲过世之后，我常常会跑到森林里面。After my dad passed away, one thing that I always do, I always did, even now today, I still doing, I always went to the forest. I'm still going sometime. 我常常就会跑到森林里面。神常常用这句话告诉我。God always used this word to encourage me. 你心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。我去是要预备个住处，我还会再来。我自己在教会牧会的时候，年纪里面教会我牧会六年，我牧会六年当中的时候，当中的这些的教会的会友呢，差不多跟你们年龄差不多。我以前 in the past when I shepherd a church, I pastored a church for 6 years. Most of the church member, the age is somehow not much different from you guys. 他们的年龄跟你们差不多，但那个时候呢，我常常做的一件事情是什么吗？我常常主持葬礼。The only things I always do in the church is a funeral service. 我把一个一个又一个的老人家送走，送走，送走。I'm not saying that you are going to what. No, I'm not talking about this. Because you don't know. 当我自己在教会牧养的时候，很多人一个一个这样送走之后，我学习到很多很多从这些前辈人身上，这些都是四五十年来到美国。经过很多千辛万苦，我听过他们很多很多的故事。I listened to many, many stories from them. But they've been here in the state as a migrant for 40 or 50 years. They've gone through a lot of struggle. So I heard a lot of stories from them. So when I'm still young, when I'm pastor of church, this is a grace from God. Because God let me learn more from them. Because they are all what? They live longer. They tell me the story.Tell me what story? God's story in their life. And all this God's story is a learning point to me as a young minister of God. I learn more from them. So whenever I did the funeral service, I learn more about the story. And then I always use this verse as my message in the sermon. 所以我每一次在主持葬礼的时候，这个经文就是成为我每一次主持葬礼的时候所用的经文，因为这个经文并不是对我自己，甚至对许多人在面对死亡的时候，我相信这是一个盼望来的。你心里不要忧愁，上帝知道我们会忧愁。我发现这个经文非常好，因为他不是说你不，他是你不要心里忧愁，因为他决定一件，他已经肯定一件事情。你会忧愁，你会伤心，你会伤痛，但是你信神也当信我。上帝预言说将来会有新天新地，其中并没有昔日夭亡的婴孩，也没有寿数不满的老者，有一道生命水的河，生命树有医治万民的树，你们要与主作王，一同到永远的院。这是我们自己的盼望。你愿意相信这话吗？你愿意相信苹果干细胞，还是愿意相信上帝在永恒当中要给我们一个新天新地呢？两个星期前我回到德州探望一个老人家。 Two weeks ago I went back to the same church I pastored before. I went to visit a young elder people. Now is 90 years old. 而这老人家今年是90岁了。他80岁的时候，差不多80岁左右的时候，我那时候在教会牧养教会的时候，你知道那个时候80岁的时候，80岁老人家还不算太老了，还好了。他呢驾着车载着四个老人家，所以整个车呢有五个老人家。这五个老人家都是年纪很大的，加起来差不多都有三四百岁的。 So at that time this lady 80 years old, he carried, normally he took maybe around 4 to 5 elderly people, 4 elderly people in the same car to what? To go shopping, because all these elderly people they don't know how to driveAnd only he himself know how to drive. So he drive these 4 ladies go to do the shopping every Monday morning. And then you can add all this age together, maybe 240 years old in one car. It's very dangerous.
后来我看到他驾车非常的危险，后来我就帮助每一个星期一早上，每一个星期早上就带着这四个老人家到五个老人家呢去做 shopping。我的广东话呢就是从他们那边学来的。So that's how I learned Cantonese from them. Before I don't know how to speak Cantonese, that before I mingle with them, mix with them, and then I took them to go to shopping, and then I start learning about my Cantonese and knowing about them more. And 他今天已经九十岁了。我告诉你，九十岁里面剩下四个老人家全都过世了。All the remaining four elder people they already passed away, and only one remaining. So 2 weeks ago I went to visit her, and he's still driving. She's still driving. 是女的啦，是姐妹啦。She's still driving. 但是呢，已经没有老人家可以带了。所以我这次那是两个星期回去的时候呢，我两年前有回去过一次，还剩下一个老人。因为什么我常常回去呢？因为我知道我如果不再回去的话，过几年我就看不到他们了。就两年前的时候我再回去看的时候，我就跟他们两个老人家庆祝生日，我们就去 Cracker Barrel 庆祝生日。因为我知道说其中一个老人家应该不久就过世了，结果不出意料之外，一年之后另外一个就过世了，现在只剩下一个了。就两个星期前我特地在 Pantami 的时候特地回去看一下，因为我不知道时间还有多久。What I want to say is here what? You don't know the future. You don't know yourself. You don't know the people around you. 珍惜你今天的日子。上帝有给我们应许，给我们盼望。所以最后的时候，我用三句话跟大家来分享。今天时间有点长，但是我希望你们 enjoy the message. 不是 enjoy the message, really get the message. 三句话。我知道我的救赎主活着，末了要站立在地上。我知道，我很多事情不知道。但是约伯告诉我们有一件事情他知道，我知道我的救赎者活着。 We have know nothing. We know a lot of things, yes, but actually we know nothing. But one thing we should know is what? I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end he will stand upon the earth. And the second, 我这皮肉灭绝之后，我在肉体之外有一件神。 After my skin has been destroyed, in my flesh I will see God.这是约伯说的话。我每天我的皱纹会越来越多，但是我相信 in my flesh I will see God。最后一句话，我确信我自己要见他，亲眼要见他。最后一句话，我的心肠我里面可想极了。 And then I myself will see him with my own eyes, and I and no other. How my heartyearns within me. 你有这样子的 desire 吗？还是要缓慢年老，活得远远一点？还是说 my heart yearns within me? 愿神赐予我们。